Hi, I'm Linda Tucci, senior news writer for SearchCIO.com, and with me today to talk about IT innovation is Atifa Riazi. Ms. Riazi is CIO of the New York City Housing Authority. The authority is the nation's largest with 13,000 employees. Its 2,300 buildings provide public housing for more than 400,000 New Yorkers. Before joining the New York City Housing Authority, Ms. Riazi spent a decade as CIO at Ogilvy & Mather, the New York City-based advertising agency. She began her career at the Metropolitan Transit Authority, where she helped transform the way New Yorkers ride the subways with her work on the smart card. Ati, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Before we get into the particulars of how you used technology to innovate, I'd like to understand more about the mindset of the innovative CIO. How do you weigh the costs and benefits of innovation as part of your CIO job?
You know, that is a complex question. I think it changes with time, economy, environmental, political situations. So, you know, I always think of a CIO as someone who is a mix of a kamikaze pilot, a Churchill, and Mother Teresa. So depending on where the organization is, where your customer is, where your competitors are, how your product offering is, you change your approach to innovation. I think historically we've thought innovation is making big things, completely transforming the business. But as a result of it, we forget innovations that smaller innovations that can have tremendous results. So I think and I believe the CIOs that are transformational and can help the business grow and increase the margins, improve customer service, improve the relationship between the agency or the company and its customers are the ones who look at the way the business is done and try to transform the way the business is done. And if technology roles will play in that transformation, that's terrific. But ultimately, it is thinking outside the box and bringing new ways of working, taking time and cost out of processes. So it's critical. You know, without innovation, we are all doomed. And there is such a friction when you talk about innovation between the different influencers in an organization. So you have the innovators, which you look at the bell curve, they are the outliers, really. And you have the laggards that are the outliers. But from innovation to be able to actually deliver an outcome, which is positive and transformational, you go through these phases of dealing with the pragmatics and the conservatives and the laggards, and there's a great deal of resistance. So I think the strength of a good CIO is innovation is a part of it, but the most critical part is delivering on the innovation. And it's working your way through this curve of convincing and bringing with you the whole organization and your customers and to show them that actually the innovation will deliver and delivering it because, you know, as after the great excitement of innovation dies out, the pain of adjustment starts. And the pain of adjustment phase is a phase where all of your supporters disappear. And that's when the strong CIOs can kind of get to the finish line and actually transform the business. And our job is, you know, there is an IT paradox. We used to think that our job was about technology, about hardware, about deploying software. Today we know that it's not about that. It's the experience of technology, and it's about the way it makes the business become more robust. So we are in a different business. You know, we are kind of moving, I would say, from the left brain CIO to the right brain CIO, and you have to really be transformational and innovative. And without it, I think that the future of the company and stakeholders is at stake.
So you brought up two issues that I think might be worth going into in a little more depth. One is the necessity of thinking outside the box. What does that actually require or mean for a CIO to think out of the box? And then the other question I'd like to delve into a little bit more is your point about the necessity of delivering on an innovation, and often that requires bringing a spectrum of people to the finish line, from the enthusiasts to the doubters.
So thinking outside the box is generally what we are, it's our jobs, it's what we're required to do. As a CIO, your job is to deploy innovative tools, using innovative tools to do the business differently than it was done before. Now, if the organization doesn't have the stomach for it, and many organizations don't, what you end up doing is computerizing an old process. And when you computerize an old process, you've tried to think outside the box. There's a great deal of resistance that comes from the business that says, you know, I like the way I work, and I don't really like the new way of work. So that kind of idea dies of a quick death immediately. So I would say most CIOs are basically innovating as we deploy technology, as they automate, as they change processes. And some of us, I think, focus more on the process and the business, and some of us focus more on the power technology. Now, I mentioned power. The problem we have as CIOs or IT professionals is that we think, when it comes to the power play in the organization, we think the organization itself is a rational organization, where most organizations are political. We also think power, and if you look at the power quadrant, we only play in a small segment of that quadrant, which is the expert power. So we're the experts in technology. We know what to do. We're going to deliver it. But if you look at the power quadrant, there's different aspects of power that a C-level professional plays. It is persuasive power. So we have a great strength in awareness, much less sophistication in persuasion. So that's something we have to build, because now you've come up with an idea. You've kind of shown where nirvana is in terms of how wonderful business is going to be and taking cost out. Now you've got to take everybody with you. It is your responsibility as a C-level executive as much as the business to drive the change. And some CIOs think, no, it's just my job to drive the technology. You can't do one without the other. So you have to play in a full power quadrant, even coercive power, even a power of fear and hope, where you force the organization to move forward, because without it, many organizations are going to be obsolete. So you have to play the power quadrant, and we have to come out of this mindset that power is bad. When you are in management, the power is given to you, and if you don't use that power properly, you're not doing your job. And the power is to deliver the best for the customers and to improve your business. And then the understanding the organization, that the organization is driven, not so much rationally, that different departments have different interests, and their interest is not necessarily central. It's not the same common mission. And when you do understand that different departments have different interests, that's give and take, that the power is not central and it's decentralized, then you start to build influencers that support you going forward. We think if we can just stay in the expert field and do our job right, that the company will see what's right to do. And the fact of change is our business, and it's the most difficult thing to proceed. So your question, and I want to answer it with this quote from Taleb from the book Black Swan, which says, you know, you can make an omelet with an unbroken egg. And that's important. We have been making lots of omelets with unbroken eggs. So we consistently deploy ERPs, CRMs, major investments, billions and billions of dollars in technology for a company. Meanwhile, the processes remain the same, the policies remain the same, the culture of customer remains the same, and the transformation at the end doesn't really happen. You have some tweaking, you have some automation, but ultimately you're still in the same place. So you have to break the way work is done, and you have to break it every few years, And you have to go back to the basics and question, what am I doing today? Does it make sense? Should I do it? And if I should do it, should I streamline it? Should I privatize it? Should I get out of that business? You know, does my customer, the customer base that I have, is a customer base I want? I mean, these are sacred cows. These are questions that you have to ask. But if you consistently apply technology where you are really not transforming the business, it is going back to making an omelet with unbroken eggs.
We've been talking with Atifa Riazi, CIO at the New York Housing Authority. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure.
The pleasure was mine. Thank you so much, Linda.